Last Sunday, we begin reading the Gospel of John, the sixth, chapter 6. When he saw that Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed more than 5,000. Now, he had a big crowd following him. And he was able to do that because a young man in the crowd of that presented 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And even Andrew did. Jesus' disciple said, well, I have this, but what is it for so many people? Of course, it was not enough. Yet, was that gesture of sharing, of believing that something, that Jesus could do something that made it possible. And all of them ate, and they had 12 baskets of leftover bread. It's interesting because the whole chapter 6 of John will talk about bread, beginning with that multiplication, and going on, we continue. As we see today, that multitude keeps on following Jesus. You know, Jesus, after that, he tried to get into a boat to go to the other side. But when he gets there, you know, everybody's there waiting for him. And Jesus then begins to teach. To teach them what is meaningful for them. Every miracle that Jesus or sign, St. John talks about signs. He does not use the word miracle. Every sign that Jesus performed, there was a reason for that. He was preaching the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, with his words, his life, and his deeds. Of course, every sign and miracle, like the multiplication of loaves, helped those 5,000 plus that were there. They could eat that evening. And when Jesus healed somebody, he was, of course, giving the grace of God to that person. When he expelled evil spirits, he was cleansing that person who was possessed. Yet, it was not only that person or the group who would benefit from that sign, from that miracle. It was meant also for us today to understand that he was the one that was bringing something new into the world. And that is the kingdom of God, a kingdom that will be where there will be no more sickness, where the evil spirits will have no power, and nobody will go hungry. Hungry for bread that he shared. But then he begins to teach something even deeper. They come and they question, what sign can you do? He had just given a huge sign of giving bread to everyone, but they still want to see more signs. What can you do? And then Jesus, you know, starts teaching them, look for the bread. But not only the bread that you eat today and tomorrow or the day after, you will be hungry again. Look for that bread that will really, really, you know, be the nourishment for your life. And then they started, you know, he caught their attention and said, well, where can we get that bread? And Jesus says, I am the bread of life. In St. John, the Gospel of St. John, we'll find quite a few passages that Jesus begins to say. Like today, I am the bread of life. When he meets the Samaritan woman at the well, he will say, I am the living water. He'll say, I am the good shepherd. I am the true vine. So people could connect to him in that way. And people still following him. But this is very interesting in this whole chapter 6. If you want to prepare, because for 4 Sundays, starting last Sunday, today is the second, we have 2 more to go, we'll be meditating on that. Because from that huge crowd of 5,000 plus, it will start to become smaller and smaller. Jesus wanted that people to know that, of course, they could come after him and they would receive God's grace. But once they encounter the Lord, once they have received that bread from heaven, that word of life, they also should go a step forward in their faith, in our word today, as we would say. Many people follow Jesus or try to be close to him because they admired him. As even in today's world, there are many people, they admire Jesus. They don't know much of his life, but they know he was a good man. He performed miracles and he gave his life on the cross so that people could be saved. Admiration could bring us closer to him, but once we are there, there's something more that will be demanding from us, which is a commitment. We need to be committed to the Lord. And he began saying that. He began today saying, I am the bread of life. But then he'll continue. How can we get that bread? They will say, and you say, whoever eats my flesh, drink my blood, they will have eternal life. And people say, what's he talking about? What is that? And people will start, going away. They will say, this is too much. And even today, when we come closer to the word of God, we could have an experience of being scared, being afraid, because that word will be demanding something from us. Today's first reading, also talking about food, the people in the desert, and Moses. We know that they were enslaved for generations, the Hebrews in Egypt. And they always begged and they prayed that God will give them freedom so they could really go into the promised land that God had promised way back still to Abraham, and they were not there. And God heard it, and God sent Moses. And then they did start happily celebrating the Easter, the Passover, and they went to the desert. They would go to the promised land, but it would take some time. It says that like 40 years. Most probably all those who left Egypt never got into the promised land. It was the next generation who got there. But they had very short memory. And soon, when difficulties began, because crossing the desert wasn't easy. Oh, we have no water. And then today, oh, we have no food. Was that for that you brought us here, Moses? So we would die? Oh, how good it was in Egypt. We have our pots filled with meat. We had bread. Looks like they had left paradise. It was not. They were slaves. Slaves, they were treated like animals because they had to feed them so that they had enough strength to work. It's not for feasting. Their memory, once you see, sometimes happen to us. If you see something difficult or say, oh, how good was that time? How beautiful? Oh, in the past, it was not like today. And we don't realize the graces that God is giving us today. But God provided for them the manna, the food that they would eat. And even that, sometime later they would say, isn't there a variation in the menu? We are tired of eating this every day. Complaining and hard-headed, hard-hearted. But God was always providing. And here is Jesus saying, there is a more important food. So we come here every Sunday because we do recognize that we need the bread from heaven. We need the bread of life. We need Jesus in our lives. Not only for our personal devotion, say, yes, Jesus is, I want to be close to Jesus. But let us not forget that once we get close and we are fed, we have a commitment with the Lord. We are to go out and show also with our deeds, with our choices of who we are in life, that we strengthen and nourished by that food, that we can become good. I know we are good, but we can become better. We can treat our brothers and sisters, perhaps many of them in need, we can treat them well. We will not be deaf to those who are crying out for justice. We will not be blind. So we will not see the need that so many people, and sometimes they are closer to us than we can imagine. So let us pray that the Lord will continue to provide that food, that bread from heaven, that we will continue to nourish ourselves and then bring to the world, because the world, as I said, They could be admiring Jesus, and we could be admiring Jesus, but not that many people are committing themselves. They're committed to Jesus' message and to live in the world today as Jesus is teaching us.